Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Thomas. He didn't give me a topic. So what I wanted to do is discuss my thoughts on a channel I came across recently called Nature Bats Last. The person running the channel is Professor Guy McPherson, and he's the only guy I've seen out there discussing global dimming, and bringing it into the context of peak oil and our eventual transition away from fossil fuels. He's a scientist professor emeritus of natural history and ecology, and evolutionary biology at the University of Arizona. He's got some crazy theories like near-term human extinction by the year 2026. Obviously, I don't agree with his timetable, and he's been wrong many, many times before. But the thing I do agree with him on is the aerosol masking effect of pollution, also known to cause global dimming. I'll never forget the day that 9/11 happened. There were no planes in the sky after the Twin Towers were hit and fell, and the sky was a deep, rich blue color to boot. For 3 days, all flights were grounded over North American airspace, and the average surface temperature of the continent went up by over 1 degree Celsius. That doesn't sound like much, but it got me thinking that if we ever run out of stuff to burn in planes, cars, and factories, the same pollution that was supposedly causing the greenhouse effect was actually protecting us from its effects. There's a CNN article I put in the description that talks all about it. When I realized this global dimming thing in the late 2010s and wrote about it in an unpublished book, I didn't hear anyone else talking about it. But when I discovered Guy McPherson a few months ago, he was the only individual in the doomer slash peak oil community that connected the pan evaporation rate and global dimming to fossil fuel use and the consequences of cutting our emissions. Clearly, he takes things too far, thinking we're going to go extinct at any moment now. During previous extinctions, only 10 to 25% of the species on the planet survived because they could adapt. Humans are the most adaptable mammal on the planet, but Guy believes that we won't make it. I think we will, but life might actually get absolutely brutal for those that do. Even if the surface ever became uninhabitable, we'd live underground, having hydroponic facilities next to waterfalls to power the lights for the plants to grow with. Hydropower will probably be the only reliable source of energy in a world where we run out of fossil fuels one day, or at least when they become too expensive to extract. We put ourselves in this pickle as a species because we've been increasing our industrial production for human comfort. More importantly, the comfort of our females. As men, most of us can live on very little. But to compete for mates, we have to produce very much. It's our unchecked mating instincts that are leading us down this path of destruction. That's why I advocate for surrogacy, artificial wombs, and virtual sex, to get us away from bio-women. Guy McPherson also thinks that the hundreds of nuclear plants all over the world are going to go into meltdown one day, and that the surface of the planet and all life will be dead because of radiation. Kind of like the TV show Into the Night. Again, I don't believe it because if you know what happened in Chernobyl, you realize that governments will throw as many humans as possible at the problem of nuclear power plants. Besides, most of them have fail-safes and will shut down automatically if something goes wrong. As for that global dimming study from 9/11, I put a link to it in the description. It's an ancient article from CNN from 2002. But at least back then, journalists were a lot more honest and fact-based. Anyways, I'll discuss more about the potential for us to go extinct because your wife wants a new sink in just a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to women consuming too much and causing the crash of the entire biosphere clown world show. When it comes to global dimming, air traffic is only one factor in it. It's a major one because pollution high up in the atmosphere tends to stay there a lot longer. Apparently, it takes 5 to 6 days for the skies to clear after we stop burning things like jet fuel. So if all the planes stop flying because, for example, we developed something like vacuum trains that are faster and more efficient, then it is possible that it would be enough to get the temperature over North America by 1.5 to 2 degrees Celsius within only a week. That's a very scary thought. When I made a video recently called The Biggest Red Pill, a lot of people believed in the theory of abiotic oil, or that we'll basically rely on tar sands and other sources. I've been to fields in Pennsylvania and Texas, and the oil is all gone. If it was abiotic, wouldn't it actually have refilled itself by now? The oil age has only been with us for 150 years. That's not very long at all. When it ends, we'll probably get hit by a double whammy. Little to no energy to run our soy society, but also no more masking the effects of global warming. It's the aerosol masking effect which is keeping the temperature from rising, and science proves it. And yet the lamestream media doesn't really talk about it. Because if we stop using fossil fuels, we're screwed. If we don't stop, we're also screwed. There is no way to get out of this situation as a species unscathed because this is a paradox. If anyone has the answer, I'd be eager to hear it. Besides Guy McPherson's wildly inaccurate doomsday prediction, he also loses credibility for me when he talks about how men are misogynistic and oppressive to women, and that that's a big problem on this planet. What he doesn't realize is that women's insatiable thirst for stuff is what got us in this pickle in the first place. There's no real reason we couldn't have kept building tools and technology that would last for more than one generation. But instead we went goo goo gaga for economic growth. When I got involved in post-carbon groups back in the day, I was told humans would have to cut down their consumption of energy by 85 to 90%. I thought that if I could do it, then so could others. But it's not the discipline and creativity to get to that point that's the problem. It's that women expect a certain lifestyle that they're accustomed to, and they won't know what to do if they have to go backwards with regards to quality of life. I think everyone needs to try and understand the point of view of the entrepreneur. You have your green years, and then you have your lean years. 2022 is certainly one of the lean ones for me. But there are also periods of time when humanity has had to get used to lean living versus good living. We've had it about as good as it can get, and over the last 40 to 50 years, we've ever so slowly started to creep downwards in quality of life, from the late 60s and early 70s. I'm talking about society as a whole. But I guess the point of this video is that women's hypergamous desire for more stuff, the way a child has an insatiable appetite for toys, is what's led us to this point. In the future, people probably won't be able to provide the same energy-rich lifestyle that people are accustomed to today. Who knows if what Professor McPherson says comes to pass, we'll be lucky to be living underground in cages like the characters from the film 12 Monkeys. I've had precognitive dreams all my life, and we will definitely make it past 2026. McPherson is certainly smoking some good stuff there. I think that he's fallen victim to the idea that we all want to see our generation be the last one on the planet, so we don't feel like we're missing out on the party or anything. He should have taken a degree in psychology as well to understand why he's doing what he's doing. That way he'd understand that fact. He's also married, and that's why he's probably got his love goggles on for his wife and thinks the misogyny is rampant in our society. I have to give him credit for wrapping his mind around the aerosol masking problem. But when it comes to women, he just doesn't get it. Global dimming is something that very few people understand, and how it affects our planet. It doesn't just affect the temperature by a degree or two if we stop burning fossil fuels, but it also affects something called the pan evaporation rate, meaning that water evaporates a lot faster when there's more sunlight. People realized that water began evaporating at a slower rate than usual, and that's what got scientists to see that there was actually less light hitting the ground. In some places, 10 to 15% less light. The Southwest is experiencing a terrible drought, and Lake Mead is drying up and blowing away. It could also be possible that because there are far less airplanes flying there, that there aren't as many aerosols in the air, and that's adding to an exacerbation of the evaporation in Lake Mead. It's also because of growing populations in the Southwest, but I wouldn't be surprised if a huge chunk of it is because of lower airplane traffic than the rest of the continent. We are creating an artificial airplane queef cloud to guard against the sun's rays. Again, we're not going extinct anytime soon. A lot of you also believe we're going to keep burning coal and oil shale, so that's going to provide an artificial umbrella over the Earth for a very long time still. Humans are funny creatures because we live a specific lifestyle for as long as we can. The only reason we change our habits willingly is because we find a better way of life. The only reason we read books online and watch videos on phones instead of our television is because we can take our phone's video and text on those devices anywhere. It's more convenient. Books are inconvenient to carry around, and try carrying around a 70-inch plasma screen on your back. It's the times in history when you have to give up on the good stuff and downgrade, which is the hardest in history, and leads to people losing hope, and people reproduce a lot less at that point. Look at the slow collapse of the Roman Empire as a good example. But we've never faced a situation where we have to deal with this level of complexity before. It's going to get interesting to see women monkey branching from one branch to the next as the tree is slowly being cut around them. The greatest threat to our species are simps giving women everything they've ever wanted, trying to make them happy, or even the so-called average guys that try and satisfy women's insatiable thirst for stuff. The average guys just want their nagging and complaining wives to stop for a while. The men that are here today are the ones that descended from males that could produce the most fish, crops, etc. The more that men rape the natural world, the less women would emotionally rape us and use us as emotional tampons. Our ingenuity is the enemy of our habitat. because all we're doing is basically trying to get women off our backs. But if we had alternatives to women, we wouldn't be as inclined to destroy the natural world because we wouldn't actually be nagged all the time to produce more goods and give women more attention. Some people say that might mean the end to the ingenuity of men as well. But creative types have always been a small minority. The majority of men are just followers. The true creative types don't do it for the so-called love of a woman. They do it for their own expression because they would be depressed if they didn't innovate and create. You don't need many men like that. Only a handful of really good ones to figure out ways to make humanity advance without turning this planet into an overheated ball of gas. It's the men that free themselves from the pull of female nature that create the truly great inventions. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Thomas for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Guy McPherson also says that the planet is about to smash us right out of existence. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the nagging women in the post-apocalyptic mountain fallout shelters demanding we grow them more hydroponic tomatoes away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.